Hello, good day. Now, someone says that if you as a boy attended an all-boys secondary school, now when you grow up or growing up, you will have a lot of difficulties socializing with women. You will find it extremely difficult. You will feel extremely shy in the presence of women. I don't think that this is entirely true. I don't think it's entirely true. There are some men that have difficulty socializing with women and others have much facility to do that. I don't think there's any study that has linked that kind of disposition to the type of school you attended. However, theoretically speaking, it's possible that a boy who is not used to relating with women out there may have some difficulties. But I don't think it's something that is very stable or that something that cannot be overcome in a very short time. I mean, just giving a personal example, I attended an all-boys secondary school and I went on to attend a mixed university, as every university these days are. And in my class, I studied engineering. Majority of us, we are men, or we are boys. I am not quite sure that those of us who attended all-boys school stood out for not being able to relate with women, with girls. Not quite. As a matter of fact, I think I did better. I did better than a number of my classmates who went to mixed schools. What happens, however, is that there's always that shock, you know. If you are in an all-boys environment, if you are usually in an all-boys environment and you find yourself in a university, the first few months or first few weeks, you would naturally be shy. But it's not something that cannot be overcome. In fact, it is overcome quite quickly, quite easily in most cases. I also know a couple of people who, in fact, including a very close relative of mine, who are extremely shy with women. But they didn't, incidentally, neither of them attended an all-boys school. So I would say that it's really neither here nor there. However, talking about all-boys schools, because those who raise this argument put it forward as a kind of argument against all-boys secondary schools or all-girls secondary schools. Well, I went to an all-boys secondary school and I have taught in two all-boys secondary schools. I have friends that attended both, you know, both all-boys and all and mixed schools. And I can tell you quite confidently that all boys schools do have a lot of advantages, you know. Yes, for one thing, I think going to an all boys school sort of prepares you to relate better with women. Let's put it this way, to relate more respectfully, you know. You sort of, maybe it's a very strong expression, let's say, hold women in awe, you know. You have more, familiarity breeds contempt. When you see girls, you relate with them on an ongoing basis, at sports, in class, practically everywhere. In some countries, you now talk of bathroom used by both boys and girls. Then that awe that the female companion sort of holds before a man, or even a wife before a husband, just fizzles out, just disappears. Whereas when there is that distance, the awe remains. Let's face it, men and women are different. Boys and girls are different. Therefore, on the long run, it is more likely that someone who has that value or who has that appreciation for who a woman is, being a different type of person, being the same and at the same time different, you know, totally different, because a woman is a woman, a boy is a boy, a girl is a girl, you know, tends to have more regard, more awe, more respect for the female companion. So I think it's actually positive on that score. Okay, now let's look at some reasons why it is, as a matter of fact, very convenient that boys, and specifically adolescent boys, are raised in an all-boys environment. And as a matter of fact, they fare much better, you know. The truth is, boys and girls are different. And this difference, or the differences that you find between boys and girls growing up, is accentuated during the adolescent phase. The girl is becoming a woman. The boy is becoming a man. That's what defines adolescence. But the truth is, the girl is becoming a woman much faster than the boy is becoming a man. You know, if you have a group of, say, 12-year-old children, boys and girls, in a mixed class, what happens is that you have a group of boys who are chronologically the same age with the girls, but they are actually younger. They are actually, you know, less mature, less prepared to shoulder the same responsibilities as girls. I mean, any typical teacher in an all in a mixed school will tell you that girls take their assignments very seriously. The boys wouldn't care less. They are not, that's not their age. They mind football, they mind games, they mind their play. That's not really. So their interests are just different. Their interests are just not the same as those of the girls. And what is more, a teacher would also attest to this, that they are very troublesome. They make all the trouble in the class. You know, so the average teacher will sort of either throw them out of the class or switch them off. You know, so the boys end up getting shortchanged when they're in a mixed group. And a lot of studies have shown, in fact, recently, that in several countries of the world, in Europe, in the US, even in Asia, that many, many schools have seen that boys underperform when they are mixed with girls for many reasons. It's just a fact, to the point that a few schools have begun to initiate what is called a mixed classroom. So the same, a single sex classroom, not a mixed classroom. And then, well, finally, back to the question, you know, the initial concern, do boys who attended all boys schools have difficulties meeting women, meeting girls? And in fact, I guess that a fear for most parents is whether their child will even have difficulties getting married. So do children who attend single-sex schools have difficulties getting married in the future? Well, I think that the facts bear out that it's not true. It's an emphatic no. In fact, there was an occasion, it was actually a meeting of parents and teachers of my school, where the principal was addressing the parents, and somebody raised this point, you know, my school is an all-boys school, you know, will our boys have difficulties meeting? And then before the principal could answer, one of the parents around attending the meeting put up his hand and said he would like to answer it, he would like to respond to that question. And what he did was simply to ask a simple question: who among you attended all boys schools? More than half of the men at present. Yes, the men attending the meeting put up their hands. So they had attended all boys schools growing up. And then, now, next, how many of you ladies attended all girls schools? Again, about that same number, about half of the people there had attended all girls schools growing up. And then the man simply asks, now, did any of you have difficulties meeting your spouse? And the answer was, they all intoned, no, you know, we never had any such difficulties. And it is not surprising. As a matter of fact, for many centuries, until early last century, as I say, you know, from the very beginning of schooling, the modern schooling as we have it now, till around 1916, most schools, practically every school, was single sex. You know, initially only boys' schools. It was much later that women began. They began to open all female schools, all girls' schools. So everybody went to either an all boys' school or an all girls' school for many centuries. And I suspect that we are going to go back to that very shortly. Now, over these centuries, did people have difficulties interacting, socializing with the opposite sex? Did people not get married? No, there was no problem. As about all these issues began with the sexual revolution, or let's say they got exacerbated with the sexual revolution of the 1960s, when it was like, open it up, you know, let's, no holds barred. But where has that led us today? Why are we so eager, so anxious to get the boys mixed, let's mix them up, what is the aim? What are we chasing? What are we after? So it's really making a mountain out of a molehill, as far as I can see. And as I said, my personal experience as a child growing up, as a boy, as a man today, and also seeing many young boys pass through my hands for the past 35 years, has shown me that it is really, really not an issue. And as I have more or less spent my time trying to explain, it is more of an advantage than a disadvantage. So, well, thank you very much, and I hope that I have managed to make some points. Thanks.